Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Oh, I haven't heard that song forever. Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Our next guest is waiting online. Thank you for patiently waiting. It's Sean Reeves, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, you know what? Yesterday has got me, I've got spring fever now.
Right? Well, it looks like I was just talking to someone and I said, there's a chance most of these snow mounds will be gone, but there's a few of them. They're a little larger. Who knows? They may hang with us for a little while longer. But
there are some big ones out there. Yes, fingers crossed, though, right? Maybe we hit 60 degrees here this week is what it's looking like. So fingers crossed.
It's so funny this time of year because you feel like it's like 80s, right? When it's actually like, it's so nice. And then like if you had this weather in October, you'd be like, oh, it's getting cold. So How our bodies change throughout the year is really funny, and how we take the weather. But I am ready for spring. I hope I know it's going to get cold again here at the end of the week, but hopefully we're past the worst of it. That's what I fingers crossed for.
Most definitely, yeah. Are you breaking out the shorts?
I wore shorts yesterday. We had dinner with some friends at their house, so we weren't going out. We were literally going from our house to someone else's house, but I did actually wear shorts over there for a little. We had a little supper with some folks, and so I did. But one of the other guys did too. There were three couples there. So yeah, you know, it's about that time. I took my mom to dinner Saturday morning, and I thought it was still cold on Saturday. And I saw someone, and I congratulated him for breaking the seal on the shorts and getting them out. He tried to say he'd been working out. I don't know if I believe him or not. But that was the excuse he used walking out of Flapjack. So he didn't look like he. not the he looked like he'd been eating pancakes, not working out. So who knows? I don't know.
So. Well, I know the Chamber's got a lot going on, but of course we have to talk about the Meta Center. All of that happening in
is Meta coming.
Who knew, right? Jeez, yeah. I haven't seen anything on that.
Oh no, not at all. So, well, I mean, we got to touch base on it. You can't help but not. So.
A $10 billion data center.
Yeah. So, Meta is going to be coming there. It's basically what would be on your way to Western Boone High School. Right across the road is going to be the new Eli Lilly Data Center. So lots of development, obviously, going on in Boone County right now. There's a lot of focus, obviously, on Lebanon, but it's really all over Boone County. We've got some great things going on and a lot of growth. And so Meta is part of that. And, obviously, there's some people who have, different types of feelings on it. The one thing I would say is that if you read the press release that Meta put out, a lot of the concern is regarding water, mm-hmm. and we understand that. Clinton County, Boone County, really this whole area, our region, is a little bit dry, and we know that. That's something that we're aware of, and the city has signed a deal with Citizens Energy One to start, getting water up to Boone County through a pipeline. And then secondarily, from the Meta press release, I think the one thing that I found really interesting and kind of I hope people, when they read it, go to the source and read, and they're going to be a closed-loop system, and that by 2030, I believe, once again, I would say read it yourself, don't listen to me, but they're going to be they are going to be water neutral. So they have technology that can actually recapture that water, clean it, reuse it, and there's something with the evaporates as well, which is really sciencey and way far, way, way outside of my purview as a guy who failed earth science in high school. But they do have a means for that. So they're coming, and they're going to bring 300 jobs, which for a data center is a lot. That's a lot of jobs. When you read about a lot of the data centers, sometimes the number you hear are 50 to 100. They're going to have 300. So it'll be a pretty large facility there. And, excited to see what comes of it. And, hopefully, like I said, I understand the feelings are, people are right, have the right, this is America, you can have, state your feelings and let people know how you feel. But I understand that it's a divisive issue sometimes. I know you guys have dealt with it over there as well, with your proposed data center one time or another. So totally understand there's different feelings on both sides.
So now you mentioned the Lilly Data Center. Is that and the Meta Center, are those one and the same, or are those two separate?
No. And I'm sorry if I said data center, I misspoke. Lilly's not putting in a data center. They're putting in a medicine foundry. They are literally across the street from each other, though. So right. If you look at where the properties are out on 32, they're right across the street. But no, Lilly, if I said data center, I misspoke. I'm sorry. They're putting in a medicine foundry across the street. So my apologies.
So is Meta going to be bringing in, like the one that was proposed here, they were bringing in their own basically concrete foundry to make all of their
walls and
everything else to create all of that. And then that was also going to create another business, a home for another business. So is Meta doing that, or is this just strictly the data center?
I have not heard that they're going to do that. I know that they're going to be bringing in about 4,000 construction jobs. Those are obviously temporary, not full-time positions. But I've not heard about anything with the cement production. What I do know is they are going to be, they're already moving ground around out there. And I think that, the announcement last week was more of a ceremonial announcement just to say, hey, we're officially here. It was pretty well known they had signed a deal to be here. So I think that's the piece. But what we will see is, we saw this. One of the things that you'll end up seeing with any of these large-scale businesses is the business, it's almost like a ripple effect. So, like you said, with they're going to have that, the cement-producing business there. Even if there's all these ancillary businesses that have to come in, and many have to that will end up coming that service those businesses. And we've seen that, with Eli Lilly and their project is that it's been really strong for the economy because they're bringing in other businesses that then say, hey, we need to be so close by that we may open, or we're going to have a team that's working out of that area all the time to support. So it really does, you know, when you bring in, you know, one of those larger scale businesses, it does support other businesses and then kind of spur on other growth. But I think the meta thing is so new. We won't really see what it does, you know, ancillarily on an ancillary side for a while yet.
Well, when is it completion date? What's the estimated time to be up and running for that?
I think they were saying early 2028 is what I think I had read. I think that's right. So there, you know, it'll be, you know, all 26 building, most of 27, and then hopefully they'll be going by 28, late 27, early 28, I believe the date they were using. So sometimes these projects I get them mixed up in my head because there's all these different dates. But I know that this summer will be interesting just because they're going to be, you know, they're still moving dirt around and doing their things. And they do have, if you go to, I believe it's LebanonDataCenter.com. I believe there are, you can see some specs, and they've been in the news. If you just Google Meta Data Center, you're going to see a lot of the specs and a lot of the what they've got out there as far as what it will look like. And so they, you know, what the end result hopefully will you know, look like is on there.
For the LEAP project area out there, in that district, that research district, what all do we know that's going in there? Is it right now, is it just Meta and Eli Lilly, or are there other businesses committed to that area now?
So those are the two that are signed in public and they're coming. But the Eli Lilly actually has what equates to three different projects that are in the district. Two are on the same property. They're the property sees you go 65, a little bit north of Lebanon. As you're heading towards Lafayette, you'll see it on the what would be, if you're going north on your right side, so that would be east. I'm struggling with my directions this morning. And that is that's LP, which stands for Lebanon Project 1 and 2, and those will be production facilities that will produce actual medicines that will go out into the world. And then the Medicine Foundry, which is off 32, that's closer to like where Backroads Barbecue is and those restaurants. It's on the west side of 65. That will be on the north side of the road. It will be the Meta Data Center. On the south side will be the Medicine Foundry. So they're kind of like the two ends of the project for the most part, if you look at the full map of the project. So there's lots of other opportunities to fill in over the coming years, other different businesses that would fall into, you know, what that LEAP per, you know, what they're looking for up there.
A lot going on. And you talked about growth in other places of Boone County besides just the LEAP project. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? What other growth projects are you seeing in throughout Boone County?
So one of the exciting ones in Whitestown, there's a company coming in called Fiber Global, and they are they do compressed wood or pressed wood projects, so things that you would use on like lightweight furniture, those sorts of things. And they already have a facility in Boone County, in Hendricks County, and they're creating a second local production facility here in Boone County. So it's going in Whitestown. I believe it's like a $20 million project that they're putting in. Maybe, I think it's actually a little bit more than that, but they're putting that in. And so I actually have a meeting with them later on this week, so I'll get some more details on that for the next time I'm on. But really neat stuff. They're very sustainability driven. What they basically do is take all the cardboard that is end up being thrown away, and they recapture it, they break it down, put it through balers, break it down to its like fine minerals, add resin to it, and then with large machinery presses, press it into wood that's used, like I said, in lighter weight furniture and those sorts of things.
That's unique.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And it's the ownership group, having met with them, they're just really sustainability focused, and they want to, you know, they're environmentally focused, want to make sure that we're not, you know, wasting things that could be reused. And I think that's a really, noble thing to be doing and good for our environment. So we like those sorts of things. So yeah, it's pretty exciting. And in fact, they're going to sponsor a tree planting day in our community, because they said, hey, we're all about giving back to the community, and we want to rally around that. So I think that's exciting, so we're excited to work with them on that. Frohnberger Filters is another company that just landed here. We started talking to them last summer, and they opened their new distribution center, and that is, it's technically Lebanon, but it's right where Lebanon and Whitestown come together on 267. And so anybody looking for work, I know they're always hiring people there, and they are they do both residential and commercial air filters that go into your homes or businesses. And so that's being done out of the, you know, south side of Boone County, I guess you'd say. So yeah, we just lots of exciting new things coming. We've got a Wally's coming to Whitestown, which Wally's is kind of a competitor to a Bucky's type of environment. So that's, you know, they're a high-end, you know, not a truck stop, but really a place for an oasis on the road for people to come to and you know, get whatever they need while they're on a big family road trip. Stop in and get everything from your brisket to your beef jerky to all the fun stuff like that. So that's they've finally got all the walls up on that, and I know they were shooting for late 25, so I would think that they're probably looking late first quarter to summer of 26. I think they ran a little bit over, which often happens with these large construction projects.
I got to tell you, I live east of Michigan town, so I'm closer to Howard County. So I happened to drive by on 65. I was going to Indianapolis one day from Lafayette and took 65 and drove by the LEAP project, the Lilly area. And it is just shocking to see how much is happening and so quickly. I mean, every time I go by, it's so different.
Well, one of the things that I tell people is, so I came to the chamber in July of 23. It was actually like the last week of July in 2023. And Lilly was the second business to join the chamber once I had come here. And so it's always amazing to me, because I haven't even been here 3 years yet, and the project was just being announced at that point. I mean, it was not, you know, they were, I don't even know if they were moving dirt yet at that point. So yeah, it has gone up extremely quickly, and they're you know, working hard out there. The really neat thing is when you get to go out there, there's just so many different subcontractors being used, and almost all of them are local. And I think that's really exciting, because that, once again, it fuels that local economy. And they've been really focused on, and I think this is a great thing, they try to spend as much locally as they can, whether it be catering, whether it be supplies, whatever they're trying to do, they have made a focused effort to spend that money in our community. If they cannot get it in Lebanon, they go to Boone County. If they can't get it in Boone County, they go to surrounding counties. If they can't get it there, they may go to Indianapolis. But it is staying, you know, for the most part, inside of central Indiana, and they're very focused on that. And I think that's a great way to, you know, endear yourself, more local workers, people who are coming in and working there. So I just think they've done a fabulous job of, you know, showing the impact they're going to have. I mean, the other thing that I find, you know, it's easy sometimes to focus on maybe your concerns, and I'm not saying people shouldn't have those concerns. I think those are fine. You know, we people are welcome to their opinions. But what I would say is this, you know, what we found out during COVID was a lot of things weren't being produced in America that we wanted on American soil if something were to happen, and you need to make sure you have access to them. You know, it's really a homeland security issue at some point. And so the fact that if you've looked at what Eli Lilly as a central Indiana employer has done, a ton of their growth, not just in central Indiana, but all over the country, has been, you know, having production facilities built through the U.S. And I think that is, you know, really great that we're, you know, bringing that manufacturing into America, and the fact that we're going to have, you know, two separate production facilities in Boone County, I think is extremely exciting. And then the Medicine Foundry, which is really, they're working towards the medicines of the future. You know, what's going to be used 10 years from now, those molecules that they're developing and that stuff over there. So I think it's extremely exciting, and I think it's great. It's exactly what, you know, people have been talking about, is we need to be producing things on American soil. And so I think that's a really big win for our community.
Sean Reeves is the executive director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce, and you mentioned those 4,000 construction jobs. I can only imagine what that already means to your local economy. I mean, those are people that are coming there to get gas and eat their breakfast and eat their lunch, and, oh, they're tired, let's just get a hotel room for the night and whatever. So I can imagine it's already had an impact on your economy there.
Yeah, and it's not just that. I mean, one of the big movers and shakers too is that we put in we have a large field house here now, the Farmers Bank Field House that was built here by Cardin Associates. So, you know, basically every weekend we also have people from all over the Midwest and even farther sometimes coming to sports tournaments here. So from volleyball to basketball, they have a semi-pro football team playing out of there. So lots of cool stuff going on there. And so you have construction, but you have more and more people that are coming here, for what I would call sports tourism. And then Allison Gutwein and her team at Discover Boone County are really, you know, focused on bringing in even more events and promoting the things we already have to get, you know, more tourism coming to the area as well. And they've got some really neat stuff. You guys should have her on the show that they're focusing on around America's anniversary coming up too. So I think that that's really exciting as well. So yeah, we're seeing a convergence, and I know that our restaurant, we're having our first culinary collective meeting of the year, which is our restaurant group that all our owners and operators come to. And, you know, they're all seeing, I think, you know, significant bump in business, and they're excited about that. And, yeah, it's good things. I mean, that's what you want to see, is where that fuel is coming from, business that's getting distributed throughout the community.
Well, I know the Chamber offers so many different groups, so many different lack of a better term. You've got Off the Clock coming up here this week. Talk a little bit about that, because this week it's in Zionsville, right?
Yeah, we're in Zionsville. There's a there's a district in Zionsville called The Farm, and it's a number of restaurants that all went in right off of Michigan Road. And it's got everything from BB Bop there to Shake Shack. And then they've also got beautiful apartment complex that went in there, more of a luxury style apartment complex, and it's called The Silo. And so we will be meeting at Silo, and hopefully the weather holds out. I think Thursday we're still supposed to have good weather, so we might even be able to, they have like pickleball courts there, they have a really neat area for people just to converse during the summer and kind of have fellowship on the inside where all the apartments kind of surround that area. It's really, really neat space. So yeah, we're excited to be there. And, you know, our Off the Clocks are just a chance to bring people together that are business leaders and let them meet each other in a social setting. And then we also have our Women in Business, which was supposed to be in January, but it was during that snowpocalypse. So it got bumped to the following Tuesday, and it's going to be here in Lebanon at Just Love Coffee. So we kind of have back-to-back little networking events there that kind of came together based on the snow kicking the one out into February. So, but we're excited about that. That's Coffee and Connections as the first Women in Business, and that'll be not tomorrow, but the following Tuesday. So if you can't make it out to Silo, come on out to Women in Business, or if you can't do Women in Business, come out to Silo, and either way, you'll meet some great people. I think both are going to be probably in the 40 to 50 people range is what we're kind of looking at.
Well, and then you got Marketers Meetup. I mean, you guys do so much for your members, chamber members, and I know a lot of these events are, you don't have to be a chamber member to attend, but it's just amazing all the open doors that you guys create for everybody. But talk about Marketers Meetup.
Well, I will tell you, this Marketers Meetup is the one, if you are a small or medium-sized business owner, this is the one to come to, because we did this last year, and it was our most popular one of the year. Pete Brown from Ash Interactive comes in. He's obviously a professional marketer, and he will walk you through the proper way to set up your Google business profile. And you might say, well, I went last year, so I know how to do that. Well, Google changes things every year a little bit, so he helps you kind of navigate the best way to have your business profile set up so you get the most benefit from that. You're getting found in the most searches and those sorts of things. So really interesting session, and it's really a tactical one. So I tell everybody, bring your laptop to this one, because he's literally going to like put it up on a screen and walk you through, click this button, don't click this button, those sorts of things. So I would invite anybody to come out. You can register for that on our website. It's $5 to come to that program if you're a member. I think it's $10 if you're a non-member. So we'll have, you know, coffee and some snacks there. But just a great time to come out and lock in on that particular skill, because they change it every year. You think you may have set it up, or you may have brought someone in to set that up for you as a smaller business, and it may have changed a little bit. So just great to go through and make sure you're set up the correct way to get the most out of your Google Business Profile.
Basically, you're saying that I could possibly might understand it and be able to do it.
Pete does a great job. We love having Pete do that session because he does break it down to a really simple level and answers your questions as you go. And it's usually a small group. It's like usually about less than 15 people in there. So it's a format where you can ask questions and you can say, hey, I'm not seeing this, or how can you help me with that? And Pete's a wonderful guy. And his business is literally doing marketing for small, medium-sized businesses and nonprofits. So I would say if you're a nonprofit leader, if you are a business person who owns your own business and you've seen your traffic drop off, or you just want to double check you're doing things the right way, it's a really great session. So I would welcome everybody to come out to that one because I do think it's a valuable piece. And when people walked away last year, we actually got emails after and said, can you do more things like this? So we're just going to do this one every year because there's enough changes to the algorithm that it's nice to know that make sure you're doing it right.
That's definitely what I would need for sure.
Yeah.
You got wellness in the workplace. I mean, I know we're running close on time here. You got wellness in the workplace coming up. You got a ribbon cutting coming up. But you also have your annual award banquet. And the tickets are now open to be able to go in and get your tickets reserved. So talk about that and what people can expect.
Well, this is my favorite time of year because it is our chance to celebrate all the great things going on in Boone County that we've been talking about when we talk here every month. These are the things. So we not only get a Business of the Year award and a Nonprofit of the Year award, and those are voted on by our community. The voting actually ended last Friday. But we give out Teacher of the Year award to all the Boone County school districts, get to name one Teacher of the Year. We have an Emergency Responder of the Year, Hometown Hero Award, and they're all sponsored by community organizations or community businesses. All of them are sponsored by, like, local business, too. Like, so I think it's really a great time for us to come out and celebrate Boone County. So all in all, I think we give out 11 awards that night, and it's just a great time to see the community come together, eat a great meal. One of the kind of fun things we do is while we give one company the catering contract to cater, they try to go out to all the other businesses and say, we want to promote you while we're doing this. So, for example, last year, I think we're doing it this year as well, Shoup's steak seasoning was used for all of the meat, and it was on all the tables, and we had their barbecue sauce out. We had all the meat is sourced from Moody's Butcher Shops. And so it's really cool that we kind of bring all these vendors together and kind of celebrate all these Boone County, and obviously Shoup's is does a lot of work in Boone County, but they're based over in Frankfort and Clinton County, but they're part of our community as well. So we try to celebrate all of those folks under one roof, and it's a great time to come out. Tickets are, I think they're $85, but then obviously there's a little bit of an upcharge because we do Eventbrite. But great evening out. It's not super dressy. We don't want you wearing tuxes. Wear what you wore to work that day. Everybody comes in like, maybe suit jackets and nice clothes, but no one's dressed like they're going to the Oscars. But it's our chance to celebrate the community. Great networking event as well. There's plenty of time to meet and talk to people, and we love this evening, and we're glad to celebrate this time every year.
One more thing, Sean, before we let you off of here. We had Julia Leahy, who is the Community Development Director for Delphi, on the other day, and they had built a new apartment complex, and it filled up immediately. I'm wondering how you're doing. There were so many places built by the Farmers House or Farmers Bank Field House over there. How are those filling up? Are you still looking at more housing? I'm wondering about that.
Yeah, there's more housing coming in right now, and I think what we want to see as a chamber is, first off, the Hickory Cottage development is amazing. It's, really high-end, great apartments, and we love those.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Oh, they're really nice. They've got a lot of great amenities. I would encourage anybody. I encouraged my own daughter when she was looking, hey, go check those out. I think they're really nice products. I think what we want to see is variety, and that's really how you work through the housing issues that, any community has, is you just want different types of products at different price levels, because you want to have variety and hit people at all levels, and I think that's what's important. So, obviously it's expensive to buy a house right now. Interest rates have come down a little bit, but probably, I don't know, I'm not a housing expert. I don't know if we'll ever see the the 3% again, so that obviously you're going to be paying the bank some of that, you know, money that you would be putting into your house. So what we're seeing is a lot of young people are saying, hey, I don't want to buy a house right now. I would rather just rent, and I like the flexibility of renting. So on the rental side, we want to see variety. Even on the buying side, we'd like to see a variety of different products that people have an opportunity to get into at all income levels. You know, it's everybody's, you know, for a long time, buying a house was the way you would gain wealth, you know, set up your family for, you know, having property and those sorts of things. And we want that dream to still be alive. So we haven't licked the problem over here yet. I don't think anybody has, but I think that having a variety of product at different price points is the key, and different sizes. And that's hopefully what we continue to see happen all across this region, is more opportunities.
Sean, you've been a wealth of information as always. We appreciate your time today. Sean Reeves, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Anything you'd like to add before we let you off the hook here?
No, just our website is boonecountychamber.org, and even if we're using Eventbrite, the link is always on there. So go to the event calendar, and you can find any event you want to come to. Just sign up, and we hope to see you at an event soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Enjoy the warm weather. Hope to see you in shorts soon.
All right. I'll send a picture. You guys can put it up on your website.
All right. Thank you so much, Sean. You have a great day.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sean Reeves, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Always a wealth of information. What's happening just south of us here. And boy, I was shocked. I drove, you know, again, I don't go clear to 65 very often, because if I'm trying to get to Indy, I take 421 or whatever. Right. And I happen to be going that way. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And it's
crazy.
There were so many vehicles out there, and things were moving. And I was like, wow, it's huge, a huge area out there. It's, I mean, even occasionally just to take the drive and see how much it's changing, it's a little bit shocking. So anyway, we appreciate both our guests today, Danny Carr with the Frankfort Moose Lodge and Sean Reeves, Executive Director for Boone County Chamber. Shan is out this week, so Melissa and I will join you back here again tomorrow. You've been listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.